Hey, what's going on, Benny?
Nothing much was going on, Jay.
Nothing much, just cold chilling, that's it. So, today I want to talk about sex clubs. And not in the aspect of, like, I'm interested in going to one. But
You sure?
that's none of your business. Number one. No, I'm joking. No, I.
We'll get into
Yeah,
that later.
so I just wanted to talk about this kind of. I mean, sex clubs have been around for a lot of years. This ain't something new. It was quote unquote key parties back in the day, or when it was even more taboo that you were just sleeping with any and everybody and doing any and everything. I don't know what they called it because that was before my time, but they're not a new thing.
Right.
Even in biblical times, they, Sodom and Gomorrah, that was, sex clubs for, lack of better terms.
True.
So I think that I'm just trying to understand. I have a few questions about it. So for me, when I look at these, I mean, because in case anybody doesn't realize, Facebook and Instagram, on Facebook, you can look up these private groups that have all these different clubs that you can join, or pages, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Some of them can be anywhere from BDSM, under 40s, looking for sex, all these different types of groups, and each one of them have a specific type of person that they're looking for. Some of it is BBW freaks, all kinds of stuff that I've seen them named as on there. On Instagram, it's more so, hey, cash at me, or we can chit chat, or we can meet up, and or it's got different hashtags behind it. I know for a while the little eggplant emoji was kind of like a code word for, some sexual type stuff. So I mean, it's all out there around you. If you're looking for it, you can find it.
Right.
So I guess my question is, or questions that I have are, why does one put themselves in that place? Have we become so sexually free that we've become stupid as a people? And I say that because I just feel like, when you're on a Facebook group and you're accepting an invitation to one of these events, let's say, and you're going, like for me as a female, you're going, and maybe none of your friends know that you're a freak, and none of your friends know, that you like to get down with the, bondage and submission thing. And so you're going because you feed that need
Right.
that you have, or whatever, or that curiosity. And you go and you're here with all these random people. Is there a safety concern that we have just become oblivious to now? Or is it that we are so team me that we don't care about safety? No. I mean, it's so many questions. I'm gonna get into all of them, but that kind of is where I want to start, I guess, is at the safety place, or why you would even do it,
I think a lot of the reason why people probably go to the sex club is kind of like what you said, is that we are very sexually free. And I think a lot of that has to do with the internet. With the internet, you can be whoever the hell you want to be. And I do think that the internet has made people stupid because even though you think that it's exclusive, it may not be all that exclusive. Like one thing that I'm always afraid of is if I were to go to a sex club, I may see someone there that I know.
So what you just said was that you would go if you ain't think you would see somebody, Go on and tell it. Your mama gonna be listening. She gonna know you're a freak now, but it's okay.
I don't know. That's something that I've always questioned. I don't know if I would go to a sex club. I
I
really
can
don't.
say honestly that I would not. And the reason I say I would not is because I am very much so a private person. And there are just some things that I'm just not going to do. I have never been the person that was like, everybody can have a run on the merry-go-round. I'm not saying it like I'm some kind of prude or ain't never done nothing in life. but I have never been that person. I don't want to say that I'm not sexually free. I think if it's in a committed relationship and whatever we choose to do, then that. But I can't. I always look long game. That's just how my mind operates. I look short term and long term. And just the risk factors. Because, I mean, when these people are meeting up, okay, I've been chatting with you on Facebook group or whatever. I'm going to put myself in their shoes for a second. I've been chatting with you on Facebook groups or whatever.
Right.
We've been exchanging pictures. You just sent me some, you know, little pics of yourself. I done sent you some naked pics. I done sent you some booty shots. You know, we feeling each other. You like, hey, I got the perfect place where we can meet up. It's this sex club and they meet up in this particular city. You meet at the mall parking lot. You get on one of these limo buses. It'll take you down to the mansion where this is at, because a lot of times that's what's actually happening still nowadays.
So do you have to do all that? So like with a sex club, like from what you heard, like, do you, like, I think you have to be invited or whatever, but is it a situation where you...
Oh, you definitely have to be invited. Well, yeah. And I don't think you have to hook up with anybody when you get there. I mean, that's totally up to you, what you choose to do with your time there. But I know myself that I've had several different types of friends. Like, I've had a couple girlfriends who are very much the prude chicks that you would not think would do anything like that. And then I had another set of girlfriends who went where they didn't know that it was going to be exactly what the person told them that it was going to be, you know? So they're there and they're even like, whoa, you know, this is a little bit too much for me. You know, right. This ain't my scene. So they just kind of lay back and chill. They like, I ain't with it. That's not my thing. You know, this is a little bit too much for me. I thought it was going to be a little bit of fun. You know, baby. Like,
right.
I think they thought more so it was going to be, and I think from both sides, like the prude chicks that didn't, you know, they not the chicks that you would think would be in them type of places, but they had a curiosity and a want to do it.
So it's always them quiet ones. These,
there you go. they found a couple of these groups and then they go, and the common consensus, and these are friends who don't know each other of mine. So it's like one set of friends over here and one set of friends over here. But the one common consensus I got from all of them was when they went to these ones in the DMV area that they were invited to or whatever, what they found was there was no like sitting and talking. Because see, that was the thing to me that was so crazy. Y'all went out here looking to party, have fun or whatever, but you still wanted some sort of intimate connection with a person. You wanted the ability to at least be able to talk to them. Hey, even if you're giving out a fake name, hey, my name's Boo Boo. What's your name? You know, whatever the case is. What they lacked in that and what turned them off was the fact that you go down in the basement and door A is swings and door B is whips and bondage and door C is girl on girl. Door D is dude on dude.
So hold up a second. So hold on. You just like go up in there. Does anybody introduce themselves?
Or anybody, like the way that they explained it was anybody could walk into these rooms. And if you wanted to walk in and the people who were already in the act invited you to join them as you walked in, then you were more than welcome to join in. There were specific rooms that were anything goes rooms. So anybody could come in. It could be any amount of people. There were some rooms that were for couples and other couples. You know, every room had a label to it. But the one thing, like I said, that I found from all of them was that nobody got that moment to say, hey, what's up? How are you? It was kind of a thing that, hey, anything goes at any time. We not here trying to become best friends or whatever. Now, let me take a step back and say a lot of these people who go to these are regulars, so they know each other. But they know each other under the guise of when we're here, not when you're out and about in these streets. You know, I had one person tell me that they saw a family member of theirs when they were there. Ooh. And it was like, oh, okay, this is a little awkward.
Did they leave?
No, they stayed because you have to. You know, you're not driving. These are secret locations. You don't know where they are. You can't just go and be like, oh, I'm gone. I ain't with this. You hop on that limo bus or whatever to the location after your meetup area. you got to stay till the party's over until they start offering the rides or however that works. I don't know. You know, so they see this person and they like, oh, okay, cool. Well, what can that person say? You know, why you going to leave? Honestly, because they there just like you there. So what can they say? Damn, oh, yeah, we both true. Into the same stuff. You know, like, I mean, other than that,
like, I thought this was exclusive.
You know, I mean, me myself, that's, I'm a very private person. I don't like sharing a lot of my relationship with people, let alone that part of my relationship with just anybody. So for me, just the fact that if a family member came in there, I would have been beyond mortified, because okay. I would have felt some kind of way that somebody knew something that I was doing. That's, I mean, you're hiding and keeping this stuff secret because it's still quote unquote taboo. It's just talked about a little bit more freely, but it's still a taboo yeah. thing, because you wouldn't have to have yeah. this stuff done in secret locations. You could be like, right. hey, everybody, exactly. I'm having a freak party in my house. Come on through. You know, you wouldn't have to be right. so secretive about it. So I don't know. I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, that's my take on it.
See, the thing is, I've always been kind of ambivalent about it, kind of conflicted. Part of me says, like, I would go, I don't think I would really do anything, but I think I would probably just watch. But at the same time, so it's like, I am mortified.
You're a voyeur, is what you're saying.
Maybe I am, maybe I ain't. How about that? But anyway, back to the conversation. The thing is, part of me is like, I think I would be mortified. That's my biggest fear, to see someone I would know. That would just totally jack me up. I couldn't face that person no more. God forbid a family member. I don't know if I could hang with that. I think I would just drop dead right there on the spot if that happened to me. I don't think I can hang with that.
I mean, yeah, that's a lot. You know, I mean, and I think I go back to that place of safety and the place of...
Yeah, and that's another thing that kind of stopped me from it, because another thing that I also thought about is, do they offer protection or not? Because I know there are some people who just like to do it bareback and just get down, no protection at all.
Right.
So I don't even think they would offer protection.
I mean, and they may not. I mean, but even if they do, protection isn't 100%. You know, and that's exactly. the thing I think people forget about. You can use all the condoms, birth control, dental dam you want to. Any woman knows that has been to a real gynecologist, your gynecologist will tell you that birth control is not 100%. Condoms are not 100%. Even when you use them together, it's still not 100%. So there's still exactly. always that chance for any kind of disease or anything to kind of be floating around. So let alone being out here with somebody that you care and you love about, or somebody you've been talking to, and they give you something. Now you're out here with just random people and taking on right. that risk. And to me, it's like, is it worth it? Are you that
yeah.
wrapped up into your flesh and into your quote unquote desires? Like, is there something deeper here that you need to talk about? Like, cause I get it about trying different stuff and all of that. Like, right. that's not even my thing. I get it. You know, you try different stuff. If that's what you like, then that's what you like. But people right. who have to live risky lives, I think that's what gets me, because you don't only affect yourself. Cause I mean, I know a dude who's in some of these groups and stuff, and he's married. His wife ain't in these groups and stuff, though. So you have not only taken the risk from yourself, you've now included your wife in this risk. And even if y'all's deal is that y'all got an open relationship and she know what you're doing, that's none of my business. She crazy, but that's none of my business, you know?
Right.
Even if that's the case, that, you know, she knows about this and y'all are open and she's okay because she's not willing to do those things. So she's like, you know, if you can find, you're still presenting a risk, even if you're using condoms with another person, even if you are saying, oh, I'm going to use dental dam, or we got to use condoms at all times, no matter what we're doing. I still feel like there's a risk, and I feel like you're opening Pandora's box, Because I feel like when you start doing stuff like that, you start your some of your inhibition walks away from you.
You know what I mean? And that's not a good thing.
Exactly. So then you become the person who do you become that person that I will do anything for sex or that I will try anything sexually? You know, when is enough enough? You know, why is it not? Why can't being just with the person that you're with not be enough? Why? And I guess the thing for me is I'll take it here, like as in that person's, you know, the friend of mine situation, if his wife does know, why wouldn't y'all just leave the situation instead of sitting there and this person goes and has a whole nother life where they're enjoying themselves supposedly and doing all of the stuff that you should be doing, this having this intimacy with other people, because sex can be sex to a point. But when you start becoming a regular and these people start becoming familiar, it has now become intimacy. It is no longer just sex.
And I don't understand. I don't understand why she would just be sitting at home while he off doing him. I don't understand.
But there's a lot of situations like that where the person's like, oh, well, I don't want them to leave me or I don't. And my thing is that it's time for both of you to reevaluate where you're at. We need to sit back and come to some sort of common ground. If that is what you need to be fulfilled, I'm not that person for you. Because I know if it was somebody who came to me and was like, hey, babes, let's go to a sex club. I want to try the swingers lifestyle. I'm not going to cuss them out. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to say we need to sit down and reevaluate our relationship. Because I think you should know me well enough to know that that's not me. So, because I don't want to open up that box and start that lifestyle, we need to make some decisions here. Can you live the rest of your life knowing that I'm never going to want to do that and still be faithful and committed in this relationship? If you cannot answer yes to that question, then we have a whole nother conversation we need to be having.
Definitely.
Some people do too much compromising. It's what I think.
Yeah, that's a little
you
too
know,
much.
I think that some people, oh, well, which, you know, my grandmama always said, what you won't do, another trick will. That's a damn lie, straight from the pits of hell. You know, because the person that you are with, if they know that it is something that makes you uncomfortable and you are not okay with, we're not talking about, oh, come on, get on a roller coaster, I'm scared of heights. We're not talking about, oh, you know, I'm scared to get on a boat. Or I'm scared to jump from a plane. These are totally different things. We are talking.
You're talking about that flesh being weak.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it's like, no. I'm back to the place of I could not do it. I have no desire to. I don't knock anybody that does. So I don't want anybody to get it twisted. I'm not knocking anybody who does. I think everybody has their own reason for doing all of these different sex clubs and wanting to be so sexually free, but I take it back to the point of when is enough enough? When do you become so sexually free that you now have lost any inhibition for other things? Because inhibition doesn't decide that, oh, I've just lost all inhibition with sex. That can go anywhere. So now are you going to be more willing to try to do other stuff? Are you going to be more willing to, you know, be a little riskier in other areas of your life because now I feel a freedom that I didn't have before. And is that freedom really empowering or is it really hurting you?
Yeah, and I never really thought about it like that, thinking about this really leading to riskier behavior. I've never really thought about it like that. And that is a really great point. And I think it probably can. And you may find yourself in a very dangerous situation because you don't know these people. You don't know how they can find you, you know, certain things like that. So those are definitely things to take into consideration when you're doing these sex clubs.
Yeah. I just,
it's not all fun and games.
No, I mean, it really isn't. It's like, you know what? I guess I just don't understand what makes somebody decide that I want to me, sexual freedom is somebody beating me, tying me up, treating me as if I'm nothing. What type of stuff is wrong with you? I mean, I already know, but when do you start asking yourself those questions? Like, what has happened in my life that somebody degrading me makes me feel good? It brings me pleasure. You know, and I think it kind of goes in line with that, not just specifically that scenario, but I think the whole sex club thing, what is it that these people are providing that you are lacking? What is it really that they're providing? They're providing you with what you believe to be pleasure, but they're providing it in a way of either you're sitting around and you're a girl and you're in a room with 20 dudes, or you're a guy and you're in a room with four girls. What is that? What is the piece that's missing for you that they're fulfilling? Is it your confidence? Is it your, you know, ego? What? Because it's something that they're fulfilling. Were you belittled as a child, and that somehow has computed into now I feel good because somebody treats me poorly?
So you don't think that it could just be a situation where, hey, I just like to screw?
I mean, if you just like to screw, you don't have to do all that, though. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Hoes is going to be hoes regardless. So a hoe can just lay down and screw anybody or what. But when you go out here and, oh, I can't, you know, be sexually pleased unless somebody is using their feet to make me sexually pleased. Or I'm going to the sex club because, you know, oh, I can go sleep with 50 different people and nobody knows who I am and all the intrigue and mystery and all this. No. That's not just because you like to screw. Because again, if you like to screw, you can and go find some random at a 7-Eleven or somewhere. Go not to a hotel. No. I'm just saying, any gas station, you can roll up to any corner almost as a female and look at a dude and say, hey, you trying to get down? Unless you are the ugliest thing walking the face of God's green earth. I don't know too many people that's going to turn you down. If you giving out free, I'm just saying. So to me, I don't buy that. That, oh, I just like having sex. Nah, I'm not buying it. I don't believe that. I can't believe that because again, it's that simple. You can go in a nightclub and just meet somebody. You can go in a grocery store and meet somebody. And y'all could be sleeping together by the end of the day, or within an hour, or within 10 minutes. You could walk up to some old random. Let's go in the bathroom because I just need some. Hand them your drawers and keep on moving. You know what I mean? So it don't have to be that serious that you got to be in these groups and you got to do it just because you like to screw. Nah, I'm not. I don't buy that.
No, I can see your point, definitely. And like I said before, I've always been kind of back and forth with it, but I would probably just go once. If someone invited me, I would go once to see what it's about. I don't think I would engage in the sexual acts. I would just like to see what's going on. And maybe we could do a follow-up part two and say, hey, this is what I saw. Really? Oh, really? I would do it.
I wouldn't. I'm just telling you now I wouldn't. That's just me. I know me. I'm very confident in me, and I know me, and that's just not my scene. I don't get anything from that. Nothing in my head is like, yeah, that'd be real nice if I was in a room and just 20 random people could walk in while I'm doing whatever with some random person I don't even know. For me, sex is an emotional connection. Anybody that I've ever slept with, it's always been some sort of an emotional connection, because I was not just going to sleep with somebody and never have talked to them at all. Never even said one word to them. Never even knew their name. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't get anything from that. It doesn't, if anything, that turns me off. But that's just me. You know, I'm not trying to knock anybody, but I'm just going to say, maybe it's time to do some self-evaluation. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Well, folks, if you belong to a sex club, or you know some folks that are part of a sex club and keep trying to get you to come, send us a message, comment, let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and help me, as I always say, to understand your point of view. I want to know why you go to the sex club, but you got to make some good arguments for me, because I'm just not buying anything out here. So next time, I'll holler.
Peace.